Brian Costar is a professor of political science at Swinburne Uni. Mr. Costar, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Now, why am I wrong? Why doesn't Jackie Lambie have to leave the Senate?
The Constitution is the stumbling block. Our Constitution, it's been interpreted by the High Court that we have a candidate-based electoral system, not a party-based electoral system. Now, everyone's going to say, but isn't the reality that it's a party-based system? Yes, that is the reality, but it's not the constitutional law.
Okay, because when most people vote in a federal election, you lower house and you vote for individuals who do admittedly represent parties. But I mean, you say, I like this individual over that individual over that individual, fine. But most people, when they vote in the Senate, just put a one next to the party they prefer above the line, don't they?
Indeed. And that system, which was introduced for the 1984 election, was challenged by a Mr. McKenzie in the High Court. And the High Court ruled, what he argued was that above-the-line voting was unconstitutional because it was making you vote for a party. Now, the High Court said, yes, you're right, but because there's the option to go below the line and rank order the candidates, which hardly anyone does, then the act was legal. But what they did there was to highlight the fact that we must have a candidate-based electoral system, and therefore there is no law or procedure that can force Jackie Lambie or any other senator to stand down.
Okay, well, I understand all that, but then why is it inconsistent? To me, it seems very inconsistent that if a sitting senator, either for reasons of ill health or death, has to leave the Senate, the party he or she represents can nominate a replacement.
Indeed.
Well, that seems at odds with that.
I don't disagree with you. It sounds incongruous, but the fact is that there has to be a vacancy. Now, as you said, it's either by death, by illness, or resignation. Well, once there's the vacancy, yes, the party can nominate a candidate, and the parliament of the state will put them into the Senate. But if, in this case, Jackie Lambie's showing no inclinations to resign, so there's no vacancy, so Pup can't replace her.
The funny thing is that the Palmer United Party, when they were having a sort of chucking barbs at each other last week, put out a press release saying that very few Tasmanians, I think only a few thousand, had actually voted directly for Jackie Lambie, that she's not nearly as popular as what she thinks she is.
Oh, no, she got there by preference flows, and in the last... Remember, she didn't get elected until the 155th count. And she got elected because she attracted a sugar hit from a leftover Labor Party quota, which put her over the quota and into the Senate.
Well, on a separate issue, here in Victoria, we've changed our upper house voting, and you can now vote one vote above the line, or you can vote up to five below the line for it to be valid. Do you think maybe the federal system should be changed like this, rather than having to, you know, vote for 100 potential candidates, maybe just vote for the first 12 and just leave it at that?
Yes, I do, and the Joint Standing Committee on Electoral Matters of the Federal Parliament has unanimously recommended this. Now, to get a unanimous recommendation out of that committee is one of the acts of God. But what's happened is that the Palmer United Party and a couple of the other minor micro-party candidates have said, if you introduce this, we'll vote against all your legislation.
So it's not going to happen?
Well, I mean, I think it's got to happen. I think there's got to be... because if it were put to the Parliament, it would pass easily because the three bigger parties, or four, Labor, Liberal, National, Green, will all vote for it.
Yeah. But for the time being, when PUP's got the balance of power, they won't.
Well, PUP doesn't have the balance of power now, of course. I mean, it's got that more complicated.
Well, it is complicated. All right, look, thanks for setting me straight. Brian Costar there, Professor of Political Science at Swinburne. Thanks for your time.